Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings. The football season is just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and you receive $200 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante along with T. Frank Carr. T. Frank in quarter number one. Look back at the Ball State game. This segment, we're going to look forward. It's a big week in Happy Valley. It's Auburn from the Southeast Conference. It's a whiteout game. It's hosting College Game Day.
Yep.
We thought atmosphere was really good last week, Ball State. It's going to be off the charts this week against Auburn, isn't it?
Yeah. And the Ball State crowd being 105,000, I think, is setting the tone for how much people missed being at football games. And, you know, I know that it's not the traditional opponent, so maybe it won't have the same punch as a Michigan or an Ohio State will, but the excitement of seeing something new and the excitement of beating an SEC team is going to have a different vibe about it. I think it'll be more a really fun atmosphere is what I'm expecting.
I think it will be fantastic atmosphere, and I think not that it gets old playing Ohio State and Michigan, but it's that we've seen that whiteout before. This one's new and different with the Southeast Conference team. It's been 2 years now since a whiteout because of last season, no fans. So I think there's going to be a lot of juice there. And have it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and the Kirk Herbstreit effect of the 2019 whiteout game where they start the game with a timeout, I mean, that has kind of taken the mystique of the whiteout to an entirely new level, which I think Penn State fans have relished and want to one-up now. So I do think that that's another part of it, too.
Exactly. And even more so because it's a Southeast Conference team, let's show this group what it's like to play up north here. I think that will be special. And I think when you have a different fan base, like, coming, not the standard Big Ten teams, their fan base will probably be pretty well represented. We'll probably see a lot of Auburn people around town and through the tailgates, and I think everybody will want to show this is what it's like to play at Penn State. All right, let's get into the X's and O's of Auburn. First of all, they are 2-0, putting up 60 points a game, but it's against Akron. And get this, and against Alabama. Oh, wait a minute. That's Alabama State. Okay. Can we get anything out of those two games, T. Frank?
I took some stuff away. Yeah. So in the Alabama State game, it was 20-0. I think into the third quarter. So Alabama State, despite being Alabama State, was able to keep things close. It wasn't even UAB. It was Alabama State, and they were able to do some things in the secondary and with their coverages that I thought were creative and that Penn State can borrow from to construct a good game plan. So, yeah, the Akron game, not so much. But I do think there are some things we've learned about Bo Nix in particular and some of the things that the Alabama or the Auburn defense wants to do up front. I do think there are some things that you can take away from. But as far as are they 62 points good? I don't think that translates.
Let's start with Bo Nix, who was very highly rated coming out of high school. I think that he started right away as a true freshman there. Yeah. And to say the least, his career at Auburn has been up and down. What have you seen from him so far? I know the stats look gaudy, over 70% completions, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. But is he a new Bo Nix or is he the same old Bo Nix?
He's a improved Bo Nix. So, like, if I know you're into computers. If the hardware is the same, the software has been updated. So there is some mechanical flaws. There are things about him. He does not have enough RAM to be a good quarterback. But the software has been updated, and some of the efficiencies have been improved. So one of the biggest things, and this is where we'll get into kind of the game plan side of things, Akron played a lot of static coverages, and they played a lot of keep things in front, kind of like the Penn State scheme of, okay, we're going to rally and tackle. Bo Nix has now evolved to the point, and this offense, I think, is simple enough for him, and it's not the Gus Malzahn simple where we're just trying to trick you. He can make those pre-snap reads, and he can throw the ball to the right part of the field. And he has the arm strength to get it to anywhere he wants to in those short and intermediate routes. So he can take advantage of what the defense is giving him. Before, he did not have the ability, the mental processing, to recognize pre-snap where to go with the football. Now, in the Alabama State game, the thing that they did is that those first rhythm throws, the catch, maybe one hitch, throw, those are where he's best now. His footwork suffers, his decision-making suffers, his accuracy suffers, his overall game suffers if you force him beyond his first read. Now, that is true for most quarterbacks, but Bo Nix turns into the old Bo Nix when you make him go beyond just the rhythm throw. And that's, I think, a big problem for him. And what Penn State can do here is if the secondary can deny that first pass, because this is more about the secondary than it is the pass rush, because you're going to have to get there in under a second and a half to 2 seconds as a pass rusher if you want to disrupt that. The secondary has to do a lot of things where Alabama State played more man coverage. They were in the face of the receivers. They ran some more complex zone man confusion, moving their safeties at the snap to give a false pre-snap read. Penn State can do all of those things. They have to choose to do it and to not be the same cover three, you know, we're going to give you this and take away the run. So they've got to gamble a little bit on that aspect. But if they can do those things, they have the ability to play way better than Alabama State did, but to do those similar things on defense. So that's what I would try and do with Bo Nix, is force him off of that first read, and then you can have your pass rush maybe get there and maybe affect him even more where those really bad decisions come when he's on the run and he's under pressure.
You've watched Brent Pry now for years. Do you expect to see that from him?
Yeah, I don't think he's afraid to be aggressive. And sometimes that is in the form of blitzes, zone blitzes, and sometimes just straight up blitzes. But I think the biggest thing for me is I've been thinking with all of these athletes they have at corner, they'd be a little more aggressive with the way they play receivers. And for the most part, I think they were against Wisconsin. They didn't need to be against Ball State, but they were better at playing in single coverage. So I'm going to give the opportunity for that to be there. But then this becomes, Tariq Castro Fields has been a bit uneven so far this year. He's got to be locked in. Joey Porter Jr. has to be locked in this game. These corners, I think, are going to be a big part of that. We talked about Daquan Hardy. He's shown the ability to do that so far. It's the boundary corners against the boundary receivers where you got your number one versus your number one. They've got to play like that on Saturday.
Tell me about Auburn's specialty people, the running backs, the receivers. Who should the Penn State fans be aware of?
So I don't know what it is in the water. I don't know what it is in the weightlifting program, but all of them look huge every year for Auburn. It's just they're these giant, muscly, strong-looking kids. This is where I don't have a great read. I don't have a great read on how athletic they are because they played Akron and Alabama State. Alabama State was able to stay with their receivers for the most part. Now, there were some plays where they got open. They have, again, good schemes where they can get guys open on crossers if you're going to play man coverage. I'm impressed by the system so far from Auburn. Now, to me, the question is going to become, can you stop that Tank Bigsby offensive line combination? I'm not super impressed with the Auburn offensive line. They're just mammoth people. And can you hold up if they're going to be concussive with their running game? And can you get enough tackles for loss? You got to rally to Tank Bigsby. If you can get him down, then yeah, I think you can corral that run game. And Penn State has been, again, with the Wisconsin game, they were a little uneven between the tackles at times. PJ Mustipher was either elite or pushed off the ball. So he's got to be a little more consistent. But in general, I think the front has been good for Penn State. So I would give them the ability to do it. I'll leave it there. They can do it. They can do that.
All right, let's turn this around. Let's talk about Penn State's offense against Auburn's defense. What do you expect to see from Auburn's defense? Again, we saw Ball State saying we're going to take away over the top. What do you expect from Auburn's defense?
No fear, because I don't think they are going to fear the Penn State offensive line. And this is a big matchup in the run and pass game. That's a very active defensive line. So they do run a three down front. They've got really good pass rushers. And that's probably where it starts for most people. One of the things I was impressed by was the athleticism of their nose tackles and their defensive linemen, their true down linemen. They stunt a lot, especially in that Akron game where they want to disrupt the inside zone game. They will move those guys, and they'll move those gaps a lot. And if Penn State can't handle stunts in the passing game, can they handle stunts in the running game? Now, it can lead, if you do that and you guess wrong, that can lead to big runs from the Penn State running game in that outside zone cutback game. So there are opportunities, but those guys, again, big, physical, strong, athletic. This is the strength of the team to me, is that defensive line. Their ability to play with violence and quickness and aggression and be confident. So if Penn State, their offensive line rises to the challenge, and I'm looking at Juice Scruggs and Caden Wallace specifically, if that right side can raise their game to this level, then Penn State can operate a really effective offense, because I don't know that this secondary is all that talented. I think the secondary has been protected by a really good pass rush. And they're not bad players, but I don't think that any of them are on an elite level from a athleticism and or play perspective. So if Penn State can control that offensive line, that defensive line through scheme or just winning, then Penn State has a great chance to make this game a really good game and to put up points, because Mike Yurcich, again, has shown he can scheme up open plays in the secondary. You just need time to hit them.
When I hear you say defensive line stunting, I had a little bit of a shiver here for Penn State's offensive line.
They don't need to do it in passing, though. That's the problem, is they're just good enough to beat your tackles. And Caden Wallace has not been good in true pass sets this year. This is something that I wanted to see coming into this season. We didn't see him tested in 2019 or in 2020. And people told me, he's really talented, you should give him the benefit of the doubt. And I said, no. And so far, he's struggled at times when he needs to protect the quarterback in obvious passing situations. That's going to be a big thing this game.
Give me your prediction.
It's going to be I've lower scoring than I think people expect. Two really good defenses. 21-17. I'll lean Penn State home advantage. They'll be able to get it done.
All right, very good. That's it for quarter number two. Quarter number three, we get a chance to ask T. Frank.
The football season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.